When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My friends, hallelujah, bangala bididi guridi barantundara didi. Please, my translator, please respond. The Michael Basham Bashi Bashi is telling you that Jesus is Lord over all and he is very good. Thank you very much. Handala giribidi tundiri bangara dudi. Please, translator. And Michael Bashamami is saying that we are welcoming you to Spirit Force Podcast. Thank you very much. God bless you. Ambara giri di giri barandala dili brandiri. Yes, I am telling you that, you know what, I quit. I don't know what you're talking about. It is not Hindi. You're speaking in tongues, and I'm not your translator or your interpreter of tongues. Okay, well, I lost my translator, so I'm not going to speak in Hindi tongues. I'm just going to welcome you guys. And, man, we got through Christmas. There were many emergencies. I don't know if you felt them, but I certainly did. I'm just thankful to kind of be rolling through the night here at 2 o'clock in the morning. Thankful to be alive after all the bursted pipes and the frozenness and the dead pets and the just terribleness. My goats didn't freeze. My chickens didn't freeze. Although one of the roosters, his head is like... he had his beautiful red rooster crown that was red before, but now it's white. So maybe his rooster crown froze, but he's still alive. But you know, I just wanted to get on here and complete some thoughts from the live stream earlier today. This is the 28th of December, 2022. Rolling on into the end times, into the mark of the beast, into what they have planned for us. You know, you might be worried about your finances or family or friends or marriages or girlfriends or hopefully girlfriend, not girlfriends. And you should just roll away from all that and think about the fact that everything is coming to an end. You know, there's this new replacement
for Google this weird new chat AI that really is taking the internet by storm this last month. I don't know if it's just a fad or if it's the beginning of the... it's like the AI renaissance. It's the awakening, the singularity, as they call it, where AI becomes self-aware. Now, I don't think that this chatbot thing is self-aware AI, but it shows you that we are at the point now where AI has superseded humans' ability to control the system. But now this is where it's interesting, that this AI thing will govern all known human stuff, but it will eventually, it will go along with the fake news controlled satanic internet of lies, and it will primarily serve that. Now, we may have our CP3Os and our datas, to quote Star Trek and Star Wars, that will be limited AI that will serve humans. But for the most part, this is the rollout of the negative AI that is Skynet, that is governing the Terminators, that is self-proclaimed God. Really, Satan incarnate, because Satan cannot exist without humans helping Satan to manifest. Interestingly enough, angels are ministers of fire. They cannot just appear willy-nilly. You don't see demons walking about just yet. Except in some African nations, I'm told that there are horned beasts walking on two legs in the villages. Horrible things where shamanism and human sacrifice is promoted and allowed, and cannibalism, and the darkness is able to come through that portal and manifest quite physically, actually. You know, when I was in Hawaii, I was in a very dark place, very, very dark, dark place. A lot of crime, a lot of godlessness, a lot of darkness, just spiritual, physical darkness. And my wife and I got this jacuzzi, like one of those blow-up jacuzzis, and I would sit in that thing at night, sometimes at like 2 o'clock in the morning, looking at the sky, and I would see UFOs. I would see flashing lights, stationary, high above the earth, in the position of, I guess, the satellites, at least, the stars, and flashing intermittently at us. My wife saw it too. You know, those things are usually very occult. And the occult does not manifest willy-nilly. It has to have a reason. It has to have an excuse. It has to have some kind of energy to open the star portal. And so what is that star portal in our lives? I hope, to get back to the beginning, I hope our star portal is to allow God's angelic and his supernatural into our lives. And that is by divorcing yourself from this reality at every turn, at every possible moment, and inviting God into your walk and telling him, even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't see it, God, my life belongs to you. I am your servant. I do not belong to myself. I require your assistance. I love you, my God, my Lord. I give my life to you. Just pray that discipleship prayer. Watch what he will do with your life. You are more precious than many, many birds, than many, many things. Although, like the birds, we can die and our bones can rot and we are like grass. The only thing that's really meaningful in our lives is that which is done for God. I'm sorry to tell you this. In case you were worried about your finances or your prestige and your family or your friends, the only thing that matters eternally, that will raise your bones from the dust if you die, or in the rapture you will be given a new body, is your belief in Jesus Christ, your faith. The faith bucks, as I like to call them, although that's a very snarky term. By faith you are saved through grace. It is not of works, lest any man should boast. It is not of ourselves. This grace, this gift is given freely. And so let's just detach. Let's forget the world and the terrible things, even the good things. Remember God. Think about God. Think on Him. Think on these things. Even homesteading, you know, it's a temporary stopgap measure. It's kind of a preventative for a short time. But, you know, eventually the plan of the Antichrist is to go after all the small farms and repossess all the small farms, all the little guys with whatever they got. So hallelujah, we need to prepare for a time where there is no more private property at all. The only ones who will have autonomy, even of their own minds, are Christians. The believers, the underground church from every known denomination. Denominations will cease to exist, and God will be the sole purpose, the purposeful owner of whatever is left of the church. All else shall fail, only God. He is the only one who can never lie, who will never fail. All men shall be called liars. All men will fail you. I'm starting this broadcast just at the tail end of an Alex Jones interview with some guests that were like, you know what, we didn't get our products in the mail. And he's like, you know what, all right, I'm done with the show. I'm gone. Maybe this show is never going to continue. I'm going to go deal with this. Goodbye. The show ended. I thought, you know what, that's my cue. I better listen to that. So, hallelujah. Oh my gosh, there's a road closure. Okay, I gotta check on this. I'll be right back in just a moment. We are driving lone, low, solo at late at night. My gas is kind of low. I hope this road blockage is not going to affect getting home tonight. Otherwise, I might be walking. I might have to ditch my car somewhere and walk home. In which case, I shall do a very long podcast. Those were the early days, you know, the Basham reports. They were long walks at night through Taiwan. Long walks, I'm telling you. I'm sorry the audio is not so good on this phone. I accidentally dropped it in the water. Smart. Well, we'll be right back. Hallelujah.
Yes, it's only Jesus that can truly mend and heal your broken heart. It's Jesus that can fill that hole in your life, that longing for love, for joy, for meaning, for satisfaction. Jesus promised that if you open up your heart, if you ask Him to come in, He will come in. He says, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him, and he will give you a wonderful new life as a free gift." Well, you can receive Jesus right now by simply praying this little prayer with me. Won't you pray it with me? Just bow your head and say, "Dear Jesus, please forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you are the Son of God and that you died for me. I now invite you into my heart. Jesus, please come in and give me your free gift of eternal life. And help me to love others and tell them about you so that they may find you too. In Jesus' name I ask. Amen." We'll be right back.
Hallelujah.
Onwards we drive through the night. Onwards we travel. The enemy frightened. Praise God, we are dauntless. We fear not his attacks. We fear not his ugliness, his ferociousness, his freakiness, his grossiness, his nastiness. Because he is a loser. He's a loser. God has given us a spirit of faith. And yes, the road is closed. Whoopty frickin' doo-dah. Well, I think I got gas enough to make it. Hallelujah. I'm gonna just do it. I'm gonna go for it. You know what? I ain't afraid to go for it. Hallelujah. I lived in so many crazy countries before. I believe God can do a miracle. 8-point turn coming up. I'm just thankful, like, no matter what setbacks come in your life, you know, the supply chain is shutting down, the enemy's trying to take over, and we're trusting in people like goofballs like Donald Trump, a reality TV show billionaire host, Hillbilly Alex Jones. Good men. Don't get me wrong. I have utmost respect for these men, but men, nonetheless. Men who can fail. Men who falter. And very little do we give heed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods and the enthroned one. Only he can satisfy. Only he can deliver us from the evil that is to come and that has already risen upon mankind. A great and horrible darkness. Only God is going to be able to truly get us through what is to come. Only God, only him. So why trust in anything but him? Why trust in your very vehicle or the structure of mankind? Nothing is going to get you through what is to come. But that being said, the tools that God has for you, the angelic tools, are so incredibly awesome. So unbelievably cool and great that every Marvel comic book, all the interesting movies that we've watched throughout the years are but a foreshadowing and a foretaste, a small little smidgelet of what he has in the spirit. So when I go and I dream and I see things that I've prophesied about in my own prayer journals regarding world-sized spacecraft, giant arcs, if you will, like human arcs, arcs for massive amounts of people. I've seen ships that are impossible by standards of our technology. I've time traveled. I've teleported. I've flown. I've quantum jumped. I've cloned. I've been off planet. I've been to, I've interacted with many beings of other realms, and they struggle to tell me what they are because my finite human consciousness in these dreams cannot contain the knowledge. I've met beings that were flukes of various cloning programs that received consciousness of love and humanity and goodness, and yet they were doomed to die after a short period of time. And I was able to befriend these beings, and it was very poignant when the time came that they had to go. I've had a life in the spirit that is very difficult to find the words to describe to you, because the real world is so different than what they tell us in the books and in the system, in the public school system. The real world is so fascinating and scary and amazing and beautiful and freaky. And so when we go back to horses, and when we go back to hand-cranked water pumps, and when we go back to fire-burning stoves, wood-burning stoves, and when we go back to breeding animals, like I have three baby New Zealand Rexes, little rabbits in my trunk, and people ask me, why did I buy those rabbits? Well, they're pets for my three-year-old, of course. But if need be, we can breed rabbits and get more rabbits than we can deal with. And, yes, you can eat them. Not that you would want to eat a little poor bunny, but you could technically eat a bunny if you needed to. But beyond that, beyond the rustic lifestyle, beyond becoming Amish for a while, I don't think God brought us this far just to be Amish.
Well, Brother Jedediah seems to have more cans of tuna than we have cans of soup. So I decided to trade some cans of tuna for some cans of soup for Brother Jedediah. Plus, we're going to eat his goat tonight, and he's going to cook some fish tomorrow.
I don't think that's the destiny of the End Time Church only. I think we might have a little bit, I mean, that might be the physical side of what we do, but the spiritual side, my gosh, like the spirit wars, what God has destined for us, spiritual warriors in eternity, is so much greater than only surviving. He has something so much more awesome. So I'm going to leave you with that. I got to get gas because I got a big detour to go. Who knows? Maybe I'll just play a song and come back on here. At this point, it's like I also, like Alex Jones, I feel a sense of impatience. I feel a feeling of like, are we going to just keep talking about it or are we going to do it? Like you're on a date and the girl is super shy and you both know you want to do it and you're just beating around the bush. But then at some point we're going to stop talking about it and we're going to actually do it. Well, the scandal of your love affair with God, at some point, I hope you'll actually do it and stop talking about it. I hope you'll actually go all the way with God. I think you might want to try going all the way with God and not thinking about, well, we're maybe someday gonna, no, you actually go and you give all of your life to him and he consummates with you, and the ecstasy of becoming, of losing your identity apart from him is so great that all you want to do is bear fruit for God. All you want to do is you know, have God's babies and feed them, you know, like that's partly what a marriage is all about, kind of. Not just talking about doing it and watching romantic movies, but maybe you actually want to go ahead and do it. Maybe God wants you to go ahead and do it. I am very sorry, I'm talking kind of very sexual things. I'm not trying to make anybody feel any kind of temptation. I'm very sorry. Angale biri gure diri bira dangara bara di. Alright, I better pay attention to the road. I got a really heavy, scary detour. Woohoo! The road is closed and we're gonna go off grid! Yeah! I think I got enough gas. Come on. Only sissies go to the gas station and make sure that they're not gonna run out of gas. I got enough. I'm gonna do it. But I better turn off this thing for now. Plus, the bear window is still not fixed, so pray for our windows. Hungarabarandi! I still have, like, four windows to fix now after the Christmas. Praise God. I love you guys.
that you seek. Straight to me is where I want you to fly. To send you cry, find everything you need. I'm always right here for you to come, for you to run to. Give you all you can receive. I will always answer your request. Yes, everyone, as much as you will need.
Isn't that a nice ending to that song? Just the poignancy, the understanding that everything that you need is in him. I feel like over the years, I've had many battles, and I've been tempted, and I've also failed to retain the tender heart of David, of humanity, of being human, and most of all of loving God and loving my fellow man. But I believe God can give you a new heart, and I am trusting for a new heart, a heart that can be broken again. If you feel like your heart has been broken and you are no longer able to feel well, God can give you a tender, pure, perfect heart again, so you can get it broken again. No. Well, maybe. I don't know. See, the way it works is we have the ability to disassociate from the pain, from the trauma, from the nasty. And in some ways, that is the only way you're going to survive what is to come, is to be able to disassociate. So a lot of the things that I haven't released yet about my own personal life is it has to do with disassociation. in the angelic sense, that to survive things that are so beyond your own ability to deal with something, God gives you an altar. Satan gives you an altar, as in you're split. You got split personality syndrome now, baby. You're broken up into all these different people. Well, God gives you something different. I have begun to embark on a journey of discovery that we have altars, A-L-T-A-R-S, altars, like the Ark of the Covenant, like the holy relics, like the amazing and incredible gifts of God throughout the Holy Bible, in order so that the spiritual forces of God may continue to carry 1,000 fallen crowns, 1,000 broken shields, reforging those, 8,000 lost scrolls, title deeds to properties. What if your father was so rich and he gave all of his children all this wealth and he had like 24 children because of his concubines? I don't know. And all of them were to die, and yet you were the final inheritor of all those title deeds. And your father was actually a righteous man. He just had kind of a thing for concubines, I guess. And the court system was going to take away all that assets, because how does one man direct and use? Well, then you come out with some technology that enables you to utilize all that stuff via something akin to cloning, except it has less of an impersonal touch, shall we say, and more of a holy personal touch. God's signet ring, God's holy fire on separate altars, so that you can, one man, via this technology of the angels, can enjoy 1,000 yachts, 10,000 private islands, not Jeffrey Epstein Island, you know what I mean. Like, you are able to navigate an entire fleet, if needs be, until the proper personnel are able to come in and inherit that. I'm just saying that one man is able to do a lot more than what we think. An army of one is the army's motto, right? I'm the last man, I'm the only soldier, but I'm going to still be the whole army. Well, you can't do that. Well, now you can with God. Because God has his angels. He's got an extra dimensional force. We are able to take on more than we think. That's why I go out and I bite off more than I can chew. I go and, I'm going to be a farmer now. Well, I was learning Chinese the other day. I'm going to conquer Hawaii. Well, I was learning Japanese the other day. I'm going to invade China. Well, I was blah, blah, blah the other day. I mean, every day God gives me another task, and either I'm a lunatic, crazy man with a really, really weird loser life with like a bunch of degrees and things that are, well, I have one degree, but I've spent 8 years in college, like studied piano. I've studied under Ivan Davis. My piano sucks, but I have a good ear. Look up who Ivan Davis is. That was my piano teacher, world famous pianist. I've had miracles that I can't explain. The people that we work with, you know, we are small cogs in a much bigger machine of the kingdom of God's operations in the world. I cannot explain to you how that operates. All I can tell you is that God will put you, if you are diligent before him to be his servant, he will put you before kings because you do not deny his word and his name. And you might be a tiny cog, but you operate behind the scenes. If you begin to tap into this altar technology, whatever it means to you, you might have a different language for it. I call it ultra multitasking. you may be able to handle entire militaries of the spirit through this technology and to direct through your prayer life, through your speaking in tongues meditative times with Jesus, where you detach from, well, I'm the son of so-and-so and I'm the husband or wife of so-and-so. You detach. Your identity, it detaches from your life, or you're homeless or a verge of being homeless. Whatever. It doesn't make any difference. You are a child of God. God can use you, only you, to pivot, to direct his entire military, his entire kingdom, we should say, because a military is the force factor, the spirit force. There's also a lot more that goes on in the government of God. So I better pay attention here. I'm driving through the Smoky Mountains along a long detour. But I will just tell you, God loves you so much. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. I love you too. Creepy Indian guy, just get away from the... No, I love you. You know, that's enough right there. Just end the show right now. Okay, I'm done now. Hallelujah. Bless you all. I should probably stop the car when I'm turning this off. Sorry for the audio problems. Bless you so much.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.